I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. He joined us in our studios to talk about some statewide issues being initiated at the Capitol in Lansing and also a brief chat about his campaign for governor. But we started the conversation off with a discussion about his recent signing into law of legislation that addresses the opioid abuse issue in Michigan. Here's more with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
Well, first of all, this is such a huge issue from the most rural to the most urban of places. The opioid epidemic now and overdoses each year it's claiming more lives than car accidents. Mm-hmm. It truly is an epidemic. And so what's so exciting about the work that's happening now, it's about prevention and earlier detection when you can make a bigger difference in changing the trajectory of a person's life. So the centerpiece of this is really that Michigan automated prescription system that doctors can look at, see the entire prescription history. Mm-hmm. Now all doctors will see that entire prescription history before they make that decision to prevent the things like doctor shopping and prevent the pill diversion that we see happening across the country. And there are some hot spots here in Michigan too.
And this seemed to have some fairly bipartisan support with it in the legislature, which means that this is being recognized as an important key issue.
Thankfully, it does have strong bipartisan support. So this has been an issue where Republicans and Democrats have recognized the importance of it and worked diligently toward solutions, but real solutions, from criminal justice work that has already happened to making naloxone and Narcan available over the counter. If a person has an overdose, the Good Samaritan law that had already passed last year as well. There are so many different aspects of this. There's no silver bullet or single shot that's going to change the direction. There's so many different aspects of it, but prevention is the best way to deal with it.
And we're talking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly this morning. New year again, new session going on in Lansing. What are some key things that you're looking to see that will be taken care of at the Capitol?
Workforce development and skilled trades is a huge part of what needs to happen, like yesterday. There is so much demand in the skilled trades, whether it's construction and the healthcare industry and in skilled manufacturing and things like welding and so forth. I mean, just every single profession is hurting for people right now. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we have some people that are having a hard time finding their way to opportunity. And so making that connection is really important, bringing skilled trades back to our primary education system.
We spoke with the governor just before the end of the year with his wrap up for the season, for the year. And he was talking about the same kind of things, that definitely getting this workforce development done. What can be done in terms of initiatives and programs to get this taken care of?
Well, first, I think we need to introduce kids earlier in the process. So in middle school and high school, to really bring back those classes that expose them to all the things that they could do with their life, and then let them get in the driver's seat and decide what they want to do. And it's not a choice between academics or trades. That's a false choice that people put out there for a long time. But the trades can be used to teach the academics, and when they are, it can really stick more. It's a real-world application to the theory that is taught in things like math and science. And so what we've tried to do is to take an approach of team competitions, for example, FIRST Robotics. Mm-hmm. There are more FIRST Robotics teams in Michigan than any other state. Our growth in the last few years is more than the 49 other states combined. And we've made this a strategic initiative because when kids join these robotics teams, not only are they getting exposure to electrical work and mechanical engineering and coding and programming and team building and conflict resolution and fundraising, even project management, all these things that they get by being on a robotics team, but they're also they're exploring the types of things that they could do with their life. It's igniting that interest, and that's what we think that when kids have that interest from an earlier point in their education, mm-hmm. that the chances that they'll go into one of these professions much, much higher.
Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly with us this morning. While we have a couple of minutes, of course, you've announced your candidacy for governor. You are out and about on the campaign trail. Tell us a little bit about why you're interested in being governor of the state and some of the key things you would address.
Well, consider how far we've come here in our state. We were at the bottom of every single list you'd want to be at the top of back in the previous decade, the only state to have lost population in the previous census. And now our state has added 500,000 new jobs. We've hit a 17-year low on our unemployment rate. Income is growing at a top 10 pace now. And so this is an exciting time to be a part of Michigan. But the real question about the future is, how do we take this strong foundation and bring it to the next level? What do we do with the strong foundation, and how do we keep this comeback going? Mm-hmm. And really, it is all about the people, the development of our people. It's about our K-12 system and making sure that our kids enter school ready to learn, that they become great readers, and we prepare them for life, not just filling in the right bubble on a test.
How can people find out more about you as a candidate and your campaign if they have questions or maybe some of your key platform issues?
Well, just check out the website, briancalley.com. And that'll be a great place for people to look at the priorities and the history and the record. But really, it's all about how do we build that best future, making Michigan the most prosperous state in all of America. We've had quite a comeback here, and I think we need to be looking beyond the comeback stage now and getting back to top, literally number one.
That's the comments of Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.